There I am. There I'm Digital Dave.
I'm Fast
Wait,
Eddie.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Had to get that in.
Tommy's over there right now going, yeah!
We're joined by members of the Lakeland Aero Club. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Katie Esker. I'm 17 years old.
I'm Brian Cavalcanti, and I'm 15 years old.
I'm Kenny Gerace, and I'm 15 years old.
Wow, that's a young group. Now, you guys have got quite the Oshkosh experience going on here. Explain exactly what happened.
Well, as a summary, before we get into it, we had some engine troubles on the way up here in one of our Cubs, and we looked into it when we got here, found a whole bunch of other problems, so we made the decision to take the engine off, get it fixed, and for safety reasons, keep the Cub, let it be handled by a guy to fix it up completely, and then we're gonna bring it back down to Florida at some point.
I think you're glossing over the depth of the issue when you say you took the engine off, get it fixed. Apparently, they're rebuilding the entire engine.
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's a bit involved for out in the middle of the grassy field.
That is for sure. We never heard of this happening here before.
Well, they just don't want to walk home.
Well, I can't say I blame them. You know, it's terrible having to pull the Cub behind you.
Yeah. That's the tough part.
That's the tough part. So what exactly went wrong with the engine?
Well, we had a crack in the cylinder through the middle, and one of the studs on one of the nuts fell off, and the stud broke itself, and the cylinder was, you could wiggle it.
Whoa, I'm kind of glad you guys landed.
Oh, yeah, and before we had a broken push rod, a bent push rod, actually, and then we had one shipped overnight from Lakeland. So, and then we discovered, we did the test flight, to check if everything was running well, and we came back to see a broken stud and a loose cylinder and a crack in the cylinder.
Well, I know that's a very disheartening feeling because you thought you had it fixed, but now it's really going to be fixed. So you're learning all about the internals of the engine, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
And which one of you got to do all the tearing down?
I would say Katie wants to be an engineer. I think she mostly looked at it, but most of us, like me and Kenny, we have some other guys who just left and the Cub and the Champ. We worked as a team. We did it under 4 hours, I think.
Yeah, just under.
To pull the engine off the airplane.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. It's the first time you've ever done that.
Yep.
Yeah. So okay. Now who's got all the bolts in his pocket? That's what I want to know.
I was going to say how big a hammer
I was
did you
the
use?
Bolt boy.
Well, don't go home early because they'll really be angry.
Yeah, make sure you have no extra bolts. Okay, this is something Dave and I are famous for.
So,
where's this go?
How's the response been to getting help? When you're here, while you're here.
Well, we did. You guys actually came out and you guys gave us some help on social media, needing some Millennium cylinders and all that. We're actually starting a GoFundMe page on, and then we're gonna. How much is it? Do we need actually to raise somewhere?
$39.27.
I got a dollar.
And then,
so, well, the response has been good then.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the support has been really great. We came here. I came here with Carol Kelly. And everyone was just all over the story, willing to help. So we're really lucky.
So instead of one AMP, they've probably got 10 out there.
More than likely. It's a union job, you know.
Oh, right. There is an actual aircraft volunteer group here to repair airplanes. I'm sure they've been out there helping you, too.
Yep, Chapter 75.
Right, and I saw a picture of an engine hoist, so that just came out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
So that's amazing, isn't it?
It's crazy to watch how everyone in the aviation community just comes together when there's something wrong, and we all work together to solve the issue.
That's great. What's the goal on when you're going to have it back together, or you don't know yet?
It's looking September, October-ish.
Okay. So the plane's going to stay here?
The engine is going to go to Alabama, and I think the plane's going to also go to Alabama, I think.
The airframe stays here at Oshkosh until we can get the engine here. And the engine is going to Alabama to have a major overhaul to an O200.
Wow, nice. So that's going to be a super, super Cub when they're done.
I was going to say, that's going to be pricey.
No, they'll work it out. These young kids in social media, that's amazing what they can do.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is the aviation community is very geared towards the advancement of causes that involve the kids, I'm sure. You'll have no problems getting assistance at all.
Yeah.
None. Zero.
Besides,
zero.
We want you all to become airline pilots so we can fly us on our vacations.
That's right. Yeah, definitely.
So, is this your first Oshkosh?
Yes, it is.
What do you think so far?
It's amazing. I've seen so much that I never even dreamed of. So, it's really exciting, I think, for all of us.
Yeah. It's really a lot to take in because there's just so much and you can't see it in a week.
Nope. Yeah. I've been coming here 20 plus years and I still haven't seen it all.
Yeah, I've got 14 and it's the same thing. You have to pick and choose because there's always so much going on.
And there's quite a large number of Cubs. I bet you guys are, you know, you've met all those pilots. You're part of that community now. That's kind of cool. Did you get down to the Ultralight Farm for the Super Stole contest?
No, we don't.
Well, if you've never seen anything like that, there's a guy down there that has a highly modified cub-like aircraft, and his takeoff roll was, what, 29 feet?
I found out what that is.
What is it?
It's a turbine-powered Wilga.
Oh, that? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That thing climbs like a homesick angel.
Yeah, and that's the whole focus of the contest, the shortest takeoff, shortest landing. You know, landing roll 50 feet. It's like, that's two lengths of the airplane, you know?
You know, of all the things that you've seen here, what are your favorites?
Well, I'm going to have to say either Doc Flying or the T-45 Goshawk.
That's one you don't see that often, the T-45. In fact, I didn't even know what a T-45 was.
Well, it's a jet, two-seater, tandem seating, and it's pretty.
Okay.
There was one sitting
And it looks like an airplane.
It looks like an airplane. It's got wheels and wings and looks like a big Tylenol.
Yeah. They don't know that movie.
No, they don't. You
they
should
will.
Know it, though. Airplane. It's funny. And it applies very much around at EAA Radio.
Yep. So what's left to do? I mean, today's kind of the wind down, so maybe you guys can get the last of your running around. Did you go look at all those avionics packages and all that stuff and go, wow, how will I ever learn how to work this?
Actually, those avionics packages for you guys, being the digital generation, you should be able to pick it up real quick. It's those old guys like Dave and
right.
I that have the problems. What's this button
now, wait
for?
A minute. They're flying Cubs, and I'm sure they're all old steam gauges and not that many.
Yeah, but
so that's kind of cool.
We only have 5 gauges, and we don't have a single electrical system. The only batteries on our plane are for the ELT.
Wow, so you're still using Armstrong starters.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Nice. See, the old flying ways still live.
Oh, absolutely. They're the best. But, you know, it's a modern digital age. You've got to have everything wired for sound these days. I mean, look at the ADS-B screen we have here in the studio. It's going nuts around Oshkosh.
Yep. Yeah, but you don't have to have everything wired. There's still room for the no electrical system airplanes.
There is.
Which is kind of cool.
The classics.
Just yeah. Bopping around.
Mm-hmm. Low and slow like they
now,
used
you guys
to do
are
in the
all,
old days.
You've all flown? You're
yeah,
all
we
learning
yes,
to be
yes,
pilots, yeah. He looks like he's headed for fast jets. I can see F-35 written all over him.
No.
No, I'm more into aerobatics. My dream plane is a Cap 231 EX.
Okay.
Whoa, good.
That's what Matt
right.
Chapman had,
that's
wasn't
what
it?
That's what Matt Chapman had.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
He had the Eagle 580,
right.
Which was now sold to a guy in Switzerland.
Hmm. This guy's been doing his homework.
He's paying attention.
Yeah. I want to buy it.
You know what?
You want to buy it? Well, call him up.
Hey, pretty soon he's going to have our job at EAA Radio. You can have it.
Don't worry, the pay's lousy, but the hours are worse.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
The only reason that we're really here is because they can't find anybody else to get up this early in the morning.
Yeah, I think some point along here, we're supposed to let these guys talk.
So, really? I think they're having a good time here.
I think
outside of the engine difficulty.
I think the engine difficulty was nothing compared to sitting in this room.
Yeah,
they
really.
All looked a little nervous. So, dreams. What are your dreams and aspirations? You want to be an aerobatic pilot.
I want to start my own aerobatic aircraft company, and I want to create a new form of racing plane, and I just want to be an air show pilot.
Okay, your schedule's busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have a full one with that.
Yep.
Well, next. Since I was 5 years old, the first time I stepped on an airliner, I was just amazed, and the aviation bug just bit me, and it always stayed in me. I never wanted to change my career since I was 5. And what I plan on doing, I want to be a mechanic, get some commercial hours in, and then fly for FedEx, UPS, that good stuff. So,
all my life I wanted to be a dancer, but I took a robotics class in middle school. And then right after that summer, I went to the Destination Aviation Camp. at Sun and Fun, and I was able to fly a plane and see what that was all about. So I actually changed my mind and went to Central Florida Aerospace Academy. And I want to be an aerospace engineer. My aunt works for NASA, so she's been helping me, like kind of guiding me. I was able to go to an AIAA conference and kind of see where I want to be headed. So I'm really excited.
Have you hooked up with the Women in Aviation group that's here and all the other, the 99s, all that? That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm in the group photo for the Women Venture.
Very good.
Outstanding.
I'm sure this won't be your last air venture, any of you.
So if anybody wants to help you out with donations or money or anything, how do they contact you?
Well, we have a website. You can go to the Lakeland Aero Club. I forget if it's a .org or a .com, but try both. And we have a GoFundMe, and we can also, you can visit us at our hangar at Sun and Fun, and it's the Lakeland Aero Club. It's right next to Central Florida Aerospace Academy, and you can bring stuff, donate stuff. We take anything we can get.
All right. I want to thank you guys for joining us. Good luck getting your airplane fixed.
Thank you.
And don't forget to give us a ride. I'm Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.